Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. And she is not in Phoenix. She is here live in studio. We're so happy to have her here.
And I am so glad to be here. Yeah, this is exciting.
Absolutely. So Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL.
No Friends Left Club.
A lot of home-based business owners, unfortunately, are there. So we're going to keep you out of that. If you listen to the show, you're going to get valuable tips, strategies, and insights on how to stay out of the NFL. And I guarantee you today you're going to get some great tips because we have Gary Patton in the studio. And Gary is an awesome friend of mine. He is what's your official title over at On Purpose Leadership?
Chief Connecting Officer.
Chief Connecting Officer over at On Purpose Leadership. He is, he's also one of my mentors. He's also one of my accountability partners. I'll tell you more about that as we get into the show. But one of the things we like to do for you is to pray for your business. We want to pray for you and your business, and we suggest you do that as well. More than likely, you're going through some challenges right now, and we want to, you know, pray about that and help you and help you pray through that. So I can't think of anyone else better to start us off than our prayer warrior, Deborah Smith, and she's going to start it off.
All right, just join me in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. You are such an amazing God, and we love you so much. Father God, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father God, that's what you should be in our hearts every day for what we're doing, where we're going, who we're touching, who we're reaching out to, Father God. You created us for a purpose, Father God. And I pray that we will actually take that purpose and move it forward according to the direction that you give us, Father God. Amen. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise today, Father God. And we specifically lift up, Father God, we lift up Christ the King World Radio. We thank you for them being a light unto the world, into that dark world, to bring your presence into the lives of those that hear. And Father God, we lift up the World Media Ministries. And we thank you, Father God, that they are helping others to get the word out, Father God, about Jesus. You told us to go in all to the world, all the world, Father God. And we lift up ASA, All-Star Success Alliance, and Bible to Business, where, Father God, we are enhancing businesses your way, Father God, because your way is the right way. Your way is the only way, Father God. And Father God, we also lift up this country to you, Father God. We are grateful for America. And Father God, we know we've not always done things the way you wanted them done. But Father God, we repent for that. We ask your forgiveness. And Father God, we ask you to just help us to just renew your spirit in America. And we specifically lift up Governor Mark Dayton in Minnesota. We lift up Governor Phil Bryant in Mississippi. And we just ask for godly leadership over Minnesota and Mississippi, Father God, that every law that they write on the books will be a godly law. And if there's anything that is not honoring you, Father God, it will come off the books and will no longer be law. We lift our president up to you. We Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Joe Biden, the vice president, Father God. We lift up the Supreme Court judges. And we lift up, Father God, all of our leaders, Father God, and we ask for godly leadership over America, Father God, for your mighty hand to be there and guide and lead us. And Father God, we lift up all of our businesses, Father God, because we're following the purpose that you have placed on our heart. And we specifically lift up Gary Patton's business, the On Purpose Leadership. And we pray for your mighty hand to be upon them, to guide and lead them. We lift up Dina Stockton and her business, A Virtual World, and the book she wrote, Sammy and the Best Days, Sammy Joe and the Best Day Ever. Father God, we ask that you would reach your children through these businesses, Father God, Amen. To transform their lives, their businesses, Father God. to bring glory and honor to you, Father God, and literally transform the world for the name, for Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you for all this, and we put this into your mighty hands, Father God, because we know that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners, but sits in the seat of the mockers. Amen. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. And that we will be like a tree planted by the streams of water that will yield its fruit in its seasons. Its leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do will prosper in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we give you all the glory, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness. Some powerful prayer, wow. Sister. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, in praying for your business, we have some tools for you. Okay, we're not just going to leave you hanging, try to figure out how to figure this out. So we are going through a book called The Circle Maker Book, and it's written by Mark Batterson. Circle Maker Book by Mark Batterson. And this is one awesome book. I tell you, as I was reading this book, I found out that I was not praying properly. I had no idea what I was doing when it comes to prayer. So this book has helped me focus in on my prayers so that they're not Casper prayers. They're God prayers.
Amen. Okay?
Because Amen. Casper prayers are, you know, I need a new pair of shoes, God. I need a new car. I need a new suit. Can you help me? It's, you know, it's like a shopping list. You know, it's Casper's shopping list. Okay, God, I need shoes. I need a suit. I need a car. I need the rent paid. You know, can you help me with those? You know, and the Circle Maker book helps us kind of expand out that circle and just make the prayers just larger than life. You know, things that you know, because I can get my own shoes. Really, you know, I can buy my shoes. It's not a problem.
That's right.
But some of the prayers that we are praying now are just larger than life, to where we can make a difference in the world kind of prayers. And that's what the Circle Maker book is all about. So we've been in chapter 10, actually been in chapter 10 for a couple of days.
I love that chapter.
It's an awesome chapter. So we're going to stay in chapter 10 until we get it, you know, completed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you know,
what else we got there?
You know, we were talking about God, you know, praying hard and making sure we understand that we also have to work hard. We
right.
can't just pray and
right.
let nothing else happen,
right.
you know. And so he says the reason God doesn't answer our prayers isn't that we aren't praying hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
It is more often that we aren't willing to work hard enough.
Right.
And if we don't know what that looks like, if we ask God, okay, God, I know you're doing your part, but what's my part?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tell us what our part is.
Right.
And when he tells us our part, we got to do it. Now, even though we may be afraid to do it,
right.
you know, I mean, coming and talking on the radio wasn't, on my
Are
list.
You sure I can do that, God? Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah. It's like, is that God or is that the enemy? Oh, I think it's the enemy. I'm not doing that. You know? And then God's going, that's me. Oh, I'm sorry. You know? And he says those two things are very important to get to our dreams and to get those first steps of faith going. And those first steps are not so easy.
Mm.
They can be very difficult. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I want to talk a little bit about this woolly sock story because it's very unique and it's very simple.
Mm.
But this lady was, you know, praying and stuff. Her name was Lisa. And she just felt like God was telling her that she needed to take these woolly socks with her to work. And she's like, that's kind of weird. But she listened.
Yeah.
And because she really felt the Holy Spirit was telling her that. So she put the woolly socks in her purse. When she got to work, and she worked at this dream center, when she got to work, there was a prostitute that was laying on the doorstep that was in great need. And so she took her in, you know, and just was taking care of her and stuff. And she said to her, you know, if you could have anything, what would it be? And she says, I want some woolly socks.
Oh, wow.
And she pulled out the socks out of her purse. And the lady said to her, and they even match my outfit.
Wow.
Now we think about that, and that's so simple. And we think, oh my goodness, you know, God is only into the big things.
Right.
But we don't understand. He's also into the little things.
Yeah.
And here she touched a life of somebody who doesn't even know that probably even God loves her.
Right.
And yet he loves her so much He would even give her the right color woolly socks. Now, if you're a woman, that speaks to you. If you're a man, that still may speak to you. So that is that kind of stuff. We need to know that the small things, God is definitely in, and it means a lot to him. Mm-hmm. And we need to, she was faithful to obey, you know, his promptings.
Right.
Sometimes we get the, I don't know how many times I don't deal with the promptings like I should. Mm-hmm. And they get me into trouble. And it's like, oh, that's right. You did tell me to do that, God. And that still small voice that doesn't come across very loud. And when the world is very loud, that can be very hard and very challenging.
Right.
So that's still small voice. We have to learn how to hear it. We have to know what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And we need to get into a habit with it, because that is literally going to save our lives day after day.
And our businesses too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That's powerful. That's powerful. All right. Well, I are we still in chapter 10?
Well, honey, yes, we're still in chapter 10. We might be here a week. I don't know. This is good stuff.
All right. All right. Well, we'll stay in chapter 10. That's fine. You're listening to Bible to Business with Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, who is in studio, not on the phone. So that's awesome. We have our awesome guest in studio as well, Gary Patton. And I'm telling you, when you hear from this man, he's awesome. I'm going to tell you some of the things he's doing for me as well, personally. So I appreciate that, Gary. And, you can find us at, you can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network. We want you to do some love taps. And a love taps is tell a positive story. We want you to share love taps with us. And when we do, when you do that, you can also share your business. Okay, so after you share that love tap, then you can tell us a little bit about what you do, and you can get that on the radio. So we want you to do that as well. Now, when we come back, we're going to hear from Gary and stuff. You're going to be amazed by this man and some of the tools and strategies that they do over at On Purpose Leadership. We'll see you after the break. People drive by T-Mac on the radio.
Got so much on your World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope. Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Oh my goodness. How there's so many home-based businesses that are in the NFL, and our goal is to get them all out. And they can get out by tuning into this radio show. They can get out by attending our webinars. They can go to asanetwork.biz and talk to one of our friendly coaches over there. And our coach will walk them hand in hand, walk them out of the NFL. So that's awesome. Hey, we are in studio with our guest, and his name is Gary Patton. He's a good friend of mine, and he wears a lot of hats, but he is an author, a keynote speaker. He's a certified go-giver coach with the Bob Berg system. He also is the chief connecting officer with On Purpose Leadership. And on top of all that, he is a dad, a grandfather, and a semi-professional dog walker. All right. All right. All right. So Gary's in studio. So Gary, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know if we'll have enough time for this show, but man, tell our listeners kind of a little bit about your background and story, because your story is one of the things that prompted you to write your first book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, I spent 35 years in corporate America working for Fortune 1000 companies in leadership positions. You know, they say it takes 10,000 hours of experience to become an expert in something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I spent 352,000 hours in leadership positions throughout corporate America. and I discovered something very interesting. About eight years now, I had an ATV accident where I almost died. Went through 16 life-changing events, and really had lost my purpose in life and was struggling. Moved out to Denver in 2010 to start my life over for a job. That fell through. And one day I was sitting there in the hotel room where I was living with my dog, and it came to me. The reason I was where I was at was because of what I was putting into my relationships, my relationships with myself, with others, with God, with everybody. And I had no purpose. But one thing funny, I was talking to Deborah earlier about a book I'm reading right now called Carried by Angels by a gentleman named Philip Hatfield. And we have angels who come into our lives, and it ties into the story Deborah was telling earlier about the young lady in the wool socks. We have angels all around us, and we are angels to others. When we find our purpose and our passion, and we give to the bigger picture and take the focus off us and put it on others, great things happen. So I decided that's my life's purpose. Take my focus off me. I had to work on myself first because you can't help others without helping yourself first. Once I was able to do that, I found out that life just opened up. And these angels will come from places you don't expect them to. But they do it because you're in alignment with your vision and your values.
That's deep.
That is.
So then that, now your first book was On Purpose.
Stepping Up to an On Purpose Life. And it's all about overcoming life-changing events and the obstacles they create to live the life you desire. And really, when I started out here, I'd been in corporate America for 35 years. I became an entrepreneur. Wow, what a change. I went from people telling me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, to not knowing how to do anything.
I'm with you on that.
So what do we need? We need a system. Michael Gerber talks about systems in the E-Myth, and he says a system will allow an ordinary person to achieve extraordinary results predictably. That's what I needed. So I studied the experts in the business, and I went to their seminars, their webinars. I bought their books, their CDs, and I immersed myself. And I began surrounding myself with the right people and eliminating the negative people in my life. I forget the lady's name who was in before the Sammy Joe, the greatest day ever. That should be everybody's goal in life every day. Go out and live your best day ever. And we do that by having a system that will allow us to do it. We've got to be organized in our life. We have to have the four core competencies down to be able to run a business. And that is putting first things first, like Stephen Covey talks
about.
You know, we need to spend time sharpening our saw, growing personally, mentally, spiritually, as well as physically. And doing the right things. And when we put those things in line and have a strong why in our life, we achieve great things.
I know when I was going to start my 90-day challenge, and I'm almost halfway through my 90-day challenge. So, you know, I've got about 45 plus days in. And one of the people that I reached out to almost immediately, or even thought about and then reached out to, was you. Because I knew that if I was going to be serious about this challenge, I need to have an accountability partner that was going to hold my feet to the fire. And if he, and if I slipped up, he would tell me. And I knew that was going to be you. So we met, you know, and I've been writing goals and all this stuff for years and stuff, but I was a little worried. Because I knew that the meeting with Gary was going to be intense. And sure enough, he said, okay, so what's the goal? And okay, well, I'm not feeling that. We need to step that up a little bit. So by the time I left, I was pretty clear as to what I needed to do going forward. So, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And I got to tell you, it's not – too hard being your accountability partner. It's funny. I'm a morning person, yeah, so I'm up at 3:30. Mm-hmm. I shut off my computer at 7. Mm-hmm. When do I get Casper's email? He's going till 9, 10, 11. Right. Get it done. He's focused. He knows his purpose and he knows his why.
Yeah.
When we align that and have support from people, right. And it's a pleasure actually being your accountability partner because I look forward to seeing what you've accomplished.
Right. For the day. Yeah.
It encourages me to go out and do more.
Yeah.
We all need that in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I fell off the horse on my second challenge about 10 days in, I think. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I can't believe it. But I got busy, you know, and you get busy with life and things. And you know, I woke up the next morning saying, you messed up, my friend. You have to start all over again, you know. So, yeah, you know, and it's just knowing that there are people out there and there's three other guys that I have enlisted to help me in this, you know, and just knowing it's not even so much that I need encouragement, but just knowing that you're there and knowing that if I needed that help, you know, you'd be there in an instant to help me and encourage me.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you start looking at things, there's nothing that's going to get you motivated more than a deadline.
Right.
Whether it's the end of the day, the end of the month, the end of the quarter, the end of the year.
Yeah.
And by setting daily goals and being accountable for those goals daily, you know it's due.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to do everything in your power to accomplish
it. Oh, trust me. Sometimes at 11:15, I'm like, it's 11:15. And I'm still not done.
Right. Right. And with that 21-day challenge, I mean, I fell off one of them because I got everything else done, knew I was going to be up late doing some stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put this book that I have to read, I'm a little bit out of. I'm going to put it on my bed so I will not forget it. So I was all set to do that. The bad thing was I did not go to bed until after midnight and it was 12:30 and I'm getting ready to read my book and I'm going, oh my gosh, I've got to start all over again. And it wasn't because I didn't remember to do it. It's because of timing. And that was the first time timing had really stood in my way like that. So then I had to start processing. Okay. Then you need to prioritize and put what you need to do for your business a little bit higher on the list and not the last thing before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something I tell my clients. When I work with them, there's four questions you want to ask yourself before you move forward on any decision. Mm. The first one is, what is this? Is this decision in alignment with my vision and values?
Right.
We can answer yes or no pretty easily.
Right.
Second one is, will the results of this decision be a win-win-win solution for everybody involved? Mm. Will everybody profit from it, where everybody get value out of what you're doing.
Right.
The third question is it a good thing? Now, let's stop right there because there's lots of good things in life. So it's we have to add a fourth question here.
Right.
And the fourth question, is this the right thing to be doing at this time to move my business in the direction it needs to go? That's the stopper.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah.
So when I look at my day, there's only three things on my list I've got to do that day. Once I cross one off, I can add one on. Why? Because I become confused with more than three things on a page.
Right.
I have a 20-page to-do list, but I have a three-item get-or-done list. And I quote Larry the Cable Guy. Mm-hmm. These are the things I got to get done today to move forward to where I want to go. Mm.
And the three changes, as you finish one, you can add another one, and it keeps cycling through.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nice. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, what we're talking about, the 90-day challenge and all that, and is something else that we talk about at ASA, and that's the 21-day challenge to kind of get things started. But it takes more than 21 days to build a business. It takes 90 days to kind of get your business off the ground, but then it takes, you know, time to keep it going. But the first step to that is 21-day challenge. So everybody's heard it takes 21 days to form a habit. So we recommend you do specific things for 21 days to get this thing started, to get your business started and keep it going. And we have all this laid out. You know, we've got a document you can print out and things like that. And we have coaches that will help you get your 21-day challenge started. But that's what we've been talking about all this time. And then what I've done is I'm in my second 21-day challenge in a total of a 90-day period. So I have 90 days to get 3 21-day challenges done, which is a challenge in itself.
Right. Yes. I know, because I'm still on part one. Right. My first 21-day, because I had to restart it over.
Right. So we're excited to have Gary Patton in studios. We got a lot of great stuff he's going to be sharing with us. You're listening to Bible to Business on Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. You can reach us at asanetwork.biz. It's our social business network. We want you to go over there and register for free, and you can start promoting your business. Okay, we want you to promote your business on ASA Network. The only thing you cannot do over there is spam out your link. Spam out your link, we're going to delete that link, and we may delete you.
That's right, because it's about relationships.
It's about relationships. So we want you to talk to us. Talk to the people that are there. There's over 15,000 members of ASA Network. So you can go over there and engage people in conversation. You can also reach us at our Facebook page. You can do a search for ASA Network. We'd love to have you go over there and put a love tap on the Facebook page, and we'll pull it up and we'll share it on the radio, and we'll tell people about your business as well. Eventually, you'll be able to call into the show and do that live. So we'll be excited to have that happen. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Gary Patton, and we're going to maybe get into some Facebook top 10 trends if we have a little bit of time. It's always a fun thing to do. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, the No Friends Left Club. And a lot of home-based businesses are definitely there.
Oh, gosh.
But we have a guest in the studio that can help us get out of the No Friends Left Club and get us on track and on purpose with our life. So Gary Patton is here with On Purpose Leadership, going through a lot of great tips and strategies and techniques. And I had a couple questions for Gary, or at least one or two I wanted to ask him. So how did you get started with your current company?
That's a great question. Interesting enough, when I met my business partner, Mike Stanley, mm-hmm. I had no job. I had no direction in life. I had just started really getting back into reading and surrounding myself with good people. Mm-hmm. So I started a book club called Leaders Are Readers. And we met once a month and discussed a book. And this guy shows up the first meeting and I didn't know who it was. And we started talking about books. And he was a Maxwell person, loved John Maxwell.
Right, right.
And was telling me about his books and how he was in the process of becoming a John Maxwell coach.
Hmm.
I go, wow, this guy's kind of cool. He reads some good books,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I had just come back from San Diego. It was around the beginning of 2011. And in December of 2010, mm-hmm. I saw Darren Hardy speak at a convention of 25,000 people.
Wow.
And it was about his new book, The Compound Effect.
Yeah.
And really, Cheryl was asking me during the break a little bit about, you know, tell a little bit more about you,
you know,
really what made – what kicked you in the butt and got you moving.
Right.
Darren Hardy. Here I was, 270 pounds,
wow.
Long hair, full beard, bad attitude at a 3-day convention.
Just saying he does not look anything like that right now.
Right.
And, you know, it really, my aha moment in life was when Darren Hardy simply said, here's the premise of my book. Make small, smart choices on a consistent basis over time, and it'll equal a radical difference in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. The light bulb went off. At the break, I bought the book, I bought the CDs. I came home, I immersed myself in it.
Yeah.
And it was very simple. It was all about compounding things.
Yeah.
I weighed 270 pounds. My goal was to get back down to 200. My weight before I went through all the 8 surgeries and gained the weight and gone through everything I went through.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it by going, taking off 70 in one step.
Right.
I had to make baby steps.
Yeah.
So whatever we're doing in life, we need to look at the baby steps on that constant and consistent basis are going to get us much better results than trying to do it in one step.
Right.
So we need to break it down.
Right.
I learned some valuable lessons that day.
All right.
That really inspired me to read again. And he had a quote in his presentation, not all leaders are readers. Not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. Switched it around there. But, you know, really, that's what it was. And why was I successful? I made a lot of money in sales and operations and management and leadership positions with corporate America. The reason was I had a growth plan.
Yeah.
And I grew. I went to seminars. I saw the people who could help me get to where I wanted to be. I went to support groups. I was in a mastermind group at the time. I met with the other restaurant managers who were around the area when I was in the restaurant business. We created groups who were looking at building relationships that grew in value over time based on give, where we give more than we take, mutually beneficial.
Awesome.
When we look at relationships, it doesn't matter what we do in life. Our success is determined 10% by your technical skills and 90% by your people skills.
Wow. Wow.
Focus on people.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I think one of the things you said earlier was about the relationships, but you said relationship with ourselves.
Yes.
And what I find is that sometimes we don't always deal with the relationship with ourselves. So we have a good relationship with us that we can focus on other people, because otherwise we're putting out some really bad stuff and people are running from us and we think they got the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Jonathan Mansky, a local author here, wrote a book called The Law of Attraction Made Simple. Basically, we're energy and vibrations. What we put out comes back to us,
right,
whether it's good or bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting out bad vibrations to everybody when I first got here. Trust me. But I had to learn to love myself first.
And change that vibration.
And change the vibration. Change the energy that's coming out of me.
That's good.
Our self-talk is so important.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I know since we've been doing a radio show, we've been sharing I Am Love Builders and the tools and strategies and techniques for conflict resolution and things like that with our members of ASA. So we're getting a side benefit now because they weren't really – they didn't have access to that information before. But now, because of the radio show, they're hearing it now for the first time. And we're already getting testimonials of people saying, wow, I had no idea, you know, and they're starting to, you know, it's that relationship thing all, starting to all come together now for us, for sure, with ASA Online.
Yeah. And it's those little things that you were talking about, you know, that when you're listening to something positive, there's a little piece in there that you hear and you go, oh, and it just naturally starts to change your life because you're starting to apply it, even if you haven't processed it. And then you see the effect of it and you go, oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's very interesting because there's so many ways that we look at motivating ourselves. Casper talked about needing shoes or, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. We ask for things wrong. We pray wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We ask for things wrong. We talk to ourselves wrong.
Right.
Right.
I learned a very interesting thing about a year ago. It's called, instead of doing affirmations, look at affirmations. Now, what's an affirmation?
Affirmation. Okay.
An affirmation is simply asking what you want in a question. So if I ask myself, well, when I first moved here, I lost a lot of money. I was broke. I had nothing. Mm-hmm. And I heard a guy talking about affirmations. He said, I'm rich. And I said, no, I'm not. Look at my checkbook. I don't have anything in my wallet. Okay. Yeah. But when I turn that around and I ask, why am I so rich?
Why am I so rich?
Touches the heart, the soul. Wow. I've got angels watching over me. I have people who care about me. I have a bed to sleep in. I have a roof over my head. I've got a lot. When we become grateful for what we have versus so concerned over what we don't have.
Right, right.
We enrich our lives and the lives of those around us.
And when we do that, we're giving praise to God that created us to do that. And we're lining up with Him. And oh my gosh, He's like, they're grateful and they get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give more.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fascinating. Okay. So what success tips can you give our listeners that you have accumulated over the years in listening to Darren Hardy and now with Bob Berg and, you know, I mean, all these different – you have been to a lot of different seminars over the past few years, mm-hmm. and you've absorbed a lot of stuff. So, you know, what success tips have you gleaned from all that?
You know, I was so glad you asked that question because it's very interesting. My theme for 2015, mm-hmm. I have an annual theme. It's a word or a saying.
Mm-hmm.
And my saying for 2015 mm-hmm. is right here, right now.
Right here.
I coached baseball for 20 years. Evidently, I said this saying a lot during my career. And I said it when I wanted to catch the kids' attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, right now, we need to be present in our lives. We need to be aware of those around us mm-hmm. and how we can be a better servant leader to others.
Right.
So those words, right here, right now, remind me that daily.
Right here, right now.
Awesome. I love
that.
So
create a theme for yourself, for mm-hmm. your year coming up. How are we going to look at accomplishing these big, hairy, audacious goals we have?
Right.
How are we going to make an impact on people's lives? Mm-hmm. How are we going to leave a legacy?
Mm-hmm.
By being present in the moment right now.
Yeah. That is so huge. And we know this, but we don't always think about it.
Right.
We can only get God's best right now.
Right.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. And so if we stay in the moment, then we're getting the best in the moment. And we can do the best in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And that applies not just for business, but all of our relationships.
Right.
You know, my time with my dog. I'm not married. I have a dog. I'm that guy walking that dog. That's why I'm a semi-professional dog walker.
Hey, you know, that was wondering how that was going to come in.
And she's also part of my book and a big part of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I spend 3 hours a day with her.
Wow.
We only have 24 hours in a day, but she's very important to me. Mm-hmm. Also, it allows me to get out in nature, something you need to do every day.
Right,
get away from the noise in the world. We're so bombarded with things, email, Facebook, social media, phone calls, meetings, everything else. We need time to ourselves to reflect, think, meditate.
Yeah. You know, nature gives out the vibration as well, like you're talking about. Yes. So, you know, being able to absorb that vibration helps us, I think, kind of, you know, just bring it in and become that.
Yeah. And being present right here, right now. When I go out and I walk the dog, I don't take a cell phone. I don't take a radio. I don't take an MP3 player, an iPod, or anything.
Tech-less.
And we walk. And I look at nature. There's a chant. I can't remember what Indian tribe it was, but it's simply this. So as you're out in nature, say these words out loud, slowly breathe and just observe.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty before me. Beauty behind me. Beauty to my left. Beauty to my right. Beauty above me. Beauty below me. And beauty within me.
Mm-hmm.
And be at peace.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a positive affirmation.
Yeah, really, really. You know, when Cheryl and I were in New York a couple of weeks ago, and as we looked out the hotel window, there was a school across the street, and the kids, there was an apartment complex, and then there was a school attached to it. And there was like a terrace area. And at first, I thought it was like a gym or something because it had like a little track that you run around and had, you know, different tennis court kind of stuff out there. But it was the recess area for the school on the terrace of an apartment building.
Wow.
That was there. You know, there's no grass, no trees, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And as you're talking about nature, I'm saying those kids are going to school and being raised up in an apartment building. Now, I mean, it could be fun for kids. But they're missing out on nature. They're missing out on the whole connection with nature. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to Bible to Business radio show here on Christ the King World Radio? You can find them at ctkradio.org, also worldmediaministries.org. Christ the King is a nonprofit organization, and we're looking for your donations. We're also looking for you to sponsor this show. We're looking for sponsors for the show, so we want to put that out there as well. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go to Facebook and like our Facebook page, ASA Network. We want you to do some love taps out there, so tell a positive story. And when we come back, we're going to visit some more with Gary Kaplan.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. You're listening to Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith in studio live.
Yes, I am.
And we are here to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, you would not believe how many homemade businesses are in the No Friends Left Club. So we've got a lot of great tips and strategies to share with you. You can find more of those tips on asanetwork.biz. And we are in studios with Gary Patton, and he's given us a lot of great insights and tips. I hope you folks are taking notes out there, because the man is a wealth of knowledge and information.
I know I am.
Yeah, I know. So one of the things we want to ask Gary is how can what are some of the things you can do, and who are some of your types of clients and stuff, and how can we help you, and how can you help us?
I work with entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, really people who transition from corporate America into the world of entrepreneurship or commission-based sales.
Right.
You know, we talked about this a little earlier off air on how we really go from being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it to being on our own and going, my gosh, I've got all this time, but I have no clue what to do.
Now what?
Get a mentor. Yeah. Get a coach. Yeah. And that's what we provide for people. We provide that direction they need, the accountability.
Right.
You know, we're our own worst nightmare, really, because we can find any excuse to procrastinate and not do it.
Yeah.
You need somebody who's going to hold you accountable, whether that's a friend, whether it's somebody you hire, or somebody helps give you direction in where you want to go with your business and life.
Right.
You know, because you can't really separate your business from your life. I can't be one way in my business live my life another.
Yeah. You know, and people do that. And I'm amazed when they do that because I can't do it either. You know, I, you know, they say, well, I can't believe you're praying about business. Well, I can't believe you're not.
So my advice to people is go out and build relationships, join groups, and I'm working on some things that I can't really release right now,
but at
the beginning of next year, I'm going to have some programs available that will be more affordable to people who can't afford the one-on-one coaching programs.
Right.
You know, you get very expensive when you start doing that, but how can we help each other? You know, if you're a small to medium-sized business, you're growing, you're going through some pain. I like to call it chaos, because that's what it's really like. And you need some direction. That's what I can help you with. I can help you find your why, your vision, your purpose, and put together a game plan and a program that'll help you get the results you're looking for.
Well, Gary, I tell you, I sure wish that I knew you when I first left my 9-to-5 job, because I felt like I was efficient there, you know. But when I started being an entrepreneur, having no clue, that transition is huge. And the principles look totally different. And so, boy, I wish I had you then.
The same but different.
There's the same, but the same doesn't benefit you until you're way down the road and you go, oh, this is like that. Oh, I used to do this. Oh, that's the same. But in the beginning, it's like, oh, are you kidding me? This is all different.
Right.
It's like, I go to work and there's no paycheck. I go to work and there's no paycheck. I go to work, there's no – when did that happen? You know? And you try and go, oh, that's corporate world. Oh, now I have to work and work and work and work. And then there's a paycheck. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting more paychecks than I'm doing work. How does that happen?
Right.
And really what we're looking at, and this is a great point you brought up, Deborah, is when we're in corporate America, we're trading time for money.
Right.
We stop doing that when we become entrepreneurs.
Right.
When we go into business for ourselves. You know, it really changes what we need to focus on and what becomes important to us.
Right.
So my advice, go out. It doesn't matter who it is. Find a mentor. Find a coach. Find an accountability partner that's going to help you get into the direction you want to go. You mentioned my book earlier.
Yes.
I'll give you some information on that. It's called Stepping Up to an On-Purpose Life. And it's on Amazon. If you're interested in learning a little bit about it, you can download a free chapter at www.steppinguptoanonpurposelife.com. That's a long one, and all lowercase.com. And you can download a free chapter. I'll get your contact information. If you want to get a hold of me personally, my email address is gpatton, P-A-T-T-O-N, at opleadership.com. And my direct number is 541-501-3085. And really, I'm here to help you. If you have a question, we didn't get it answered on the show today. You want some direction, you want some recommendations, I can help you with that. Just contact me and I'd love to help you.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. Deborah, do we have any questions that have come in over the past few days?
You know, we do. Let's see.
That way we can get Gary's input on some of these questions as well.
Okay. Gary, what would you say is the single most important skill to master to build a successful business?
Well, we've been talking about it all show. Build your relationships.
Yeah.
Now, not just building relationships, but building what we call know, like, and trust relationships. Why do I buy from somebody?
Because know, like, and trust them.
Because I know, like, and trust them.
Yeah.
And if we look at that, that's the most important thing. So learn how to build those mutually beneficial give and take win-win relationships that grow in value over time.
Yeah.
So invest in yourself. Invest in others. The way to do it, and I'm going to give you a quick tip here, is focus on them, not you.
Right. Right. Right.
Learn about them. Learn. Ask questions about what they are interested in, family, occupation, relationship, and what matters to them.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I do that now, you know, as I'm contacting these people and finding some very interesting feedback. And a lot of people are very skeptical as to why you're asking the question. And those are actually not the right people you want in your business. but I've also run across people who start asking me questions, and those are the ones that I want to engage with because they're practicing the same thing I'm practicing, you know, kind of mirroring back and forth. This one guy in particular, it was like a game, you know, I'd ask him a question and he'd answer real brief and then ask me a question.
Right.
And then I'd answer his question and then ask him a question back. We were going back and forth, you know, and I could tell what he was doing. He could tell what I was doing, but we were starting to form that relationship.
Right.
It got to the point that I liked a lot of what he was saying and he liked a lot of what I was saying. So he offered his phone number and I offered him my phone number. So then we, you know, we moved it to the next level and called and we spoke on the phone for like 30 minutes. Okay. And I didn't know this guy before, but we formed that relationship and moved it to the next level. And it was because asking the questions, you know, I know Bob Berg has the feel good questions. Mm-hmm. We have the five buying questions. So it's all about building that relationship by asking a lot of questions, you know, to see where that person's at.
And asking the right questions.
The right questions.
You hit it right on the
right
head.
Question,
And really, what answer do you want to get?
Right.
Well, ask the question the way you're going to get the answer. It's pretty simple when you look at it, but we don't think that way.
No.
We've been conditioned to push market.
Yeah.
Especially when we go out on our own because we become desperate.
Yeah.
We see that the sales aren't coming in. We forget it takes 100 no's to get a yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And when we start shifting from what we should be doing to reacting.
Mm-hmm.
So remember to respond instead of react. When we respond, we think, we analyze before we take action.
Right, right.
We get rid of our emotions.
Right.
You know, and actually that's, you just led right into one of the questions that we have coming in is, you know, they say it's a numbers game. How can you play the numbers game and have it benefit you?
Great question. You know, the thing I look at is never give up. You know, we're going to have no's.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing to do is look at why are we getting the no's?
Right.
When I was able to look at why I was getting the no's, and we have patterns. Everywhere there's patterns.
Mm-hmm. Right?
In life, in nature, in business. There's a pattern. There's a reason why we aren't succeeding.
Right.
Now, maybe it's the way we're talking. Are we doing cold calling on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sitting at a desk with a frown, holding the phone in our hand? Do we have a headset on? Are we looking in the mirror? Are we smiling? Are we walking around?
Yeah.
What energy are we portraying? Because guess what, people?
Yeah. It
comes out over the phone too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So we got to look at our audience. Are we pushing our products and service on them? Or are we gaining information on how we can best serve others?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I had reached out to another guy just yesterday, and on Facebook we were chatting. And he started to get defensive, like, you know, I'm not really looking, I'm not this, I'm that. And I said, well, that's a good thing because I'm not selling. And he said, oh, really? You know, so then his guard dropped back down a little bit. And he started to actually tell me more about him once that happened. But at first, his guard was up and he was like, hey, you know, I'm ready to do battle, you know, and I just kind of, you know, I just diffused it. I say, I'm not selling anything. I don't have anything to sell you.
Yeah, it's very interesting. This whole theme of the show, my tip of the week that it's coming out today at 11, talks about gaining trust.
Yeah.
Mm.
And really, that's exactly what we're doing every day.
Right.
Is gaining trust of others. And you hit it right on the head. When we first meet people, they don't know, like, or trust us or care about us.
Right.
They have no reason to.
Right.
So how do we get that? Because in the short tip I give every week, it talks about we're so bombarded with everything that we're distrustful from the minute we answer the phone, the minute we open the door, the minute somebody comes into our business, we don't trust them. We have to find ways to diffuse it and build that trust.
Right. Mm.
That goes back to working on our relationship with ourselves. Yes. Because if we got those kind of animosities or those kind of feelings, negative responses building up inside of us, then that's going to stand in our way. So then we become our problem.
Yes. And one last thing on this question, because it's a great question, because we've all been through it. Mm-hmm. Bob Berg in Endless Referrals talks about posture.
Mm.
And he says, posture is simply when you care, but not that much. What the heck are you talking about, Bob? So think about it. Yeah, we're going to get no. And pretty soon it sounds like that song from the 60s. No. Yeah, and we're playing that in our head.
Right.
Posture is simply that, hey, we have that self-confidence. We have a good product, a service. We're a good person. We want to build a relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's not up to us whether you buy or not.
Right.
It's up to them.
Right.
The only thing we can do is create a culture of know, like, and trust relationship where you want to see us succeed and buy from us.
Right, right.
So hopefully that answers
that one. Yes, yes. So tell us real quick again how they can reach you directly.
By email, gpatton@opleadership.com. Our website is www.opleadership.com. And my direct number is 541-501-3085.
Wow. Thank you, Gary, for being in the studios. We'll definitely have to have you back.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Awesome. This is great.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Hey, you're listening to Bible to Business here with Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith in studio.
Yes.
We are praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL. You can reach us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network. Join our club. Join our network. Go over there and do a love tap. Tell a positive story about someone, and we'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere, not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.